What's up, everybody? It's your man, Danelle, a.k.a. Small Guy Promotions, a.k.a. Omaha Fatty, coming to you with another podcast episode of What's Up, Omaha.
Sorry, I'm trying something different today. If you're watching on YouTube, I shoveled and I was like, you know what, man, all this snow out here, I'm come out here and try to, you know, do the podcast from outside. Now, the lighting is an issue because I'm facing the light with the camera instead of having it in the background, but I just wanted to get, I thought it was cool to get a picture of the snow and the trees in the background and stuff. So that's what I decided to do. So I'm gonna do a podcast out here. And again, the lighting, sorry, waving at my neighbor. The lighting might be a little issue, but we'll work with it and I'll change it up a little bit and get, I'll move the camera so you guys can get a better picture of my face. I don't know, this is a little better. Anyway, yes, it's still snowing in Omaha. It was quite cold last week, and it got a little warmer the last couple of days. Friday and Saturday were like heat waves. It was 20 something degrees yesterday, I think 27 or something like that. And then today it's not even cold, really. It's like 33, 34 right now. So it's decent weather and I'm not tripping too much aside from having to shovel once again. You know, that always sucks, but I mean, it doesn't always suck, 'cause like it's a good little workout, right? So it's nice to come out and get some of that exercise and get my body moving and whatnot. Sorry if you guys can hear in the background, one of my neighbors from up the street is snow blowing. So yeah, this podcast is definitely gonna be a little different. We shall see how it turns out. I don't know, I tried it, so even if it doesn't come out right, whatever. But yeah, man, crazy weather all over the country, it seems like. You know, everybody knows about the stuff that's going on down in Texas, and you know, it's just crazy. People were dealing without power, like I guess they have it like electricity privatized down there or something. And not only have the people been without power, but the people with power are getting like gouged, I guess. Like the bills for the electricity are ridiculous, and I don't know, man. You kind of lose faith in people when they do stuff like that, man. You know that people only care about themselves, and it's crazy that it's 2021 and that's the mindset that people and companies still have. Like, man, I don't even know, man. You just kick people when they're down just because you got money or whatever. Like, that ain't the way to be. And boy, just thoughts with all those people down in Texas, man. And you know, they say to reach out to people in Texas if you know people down there. I don't really know a lot of people in Texas. I do have a brother down there. I guess I should check on him. I do have one person who I used to work with some years ago who we were on the same team, but he was in Texas while, you know, we're up here in Omaha. I checked on him and he said he's doing all right. They had a loss of power, but the day that I talked to him, they had just gotten power back that day, I think, or the previous day. But yeah, man, it's crazy out here. So that's why you got to live every day and enjoy every day as much as possible, because it's so much drama in the world, man. And I don't know, hopefully the snow will let up and the cold will let up, and those people who are struggling will get some kind of I don't know, man, some relief. I know that people are going up and trying to hold on, let me fix this real quick. People are, I don't want to get my computer too wet, so sorry for the close-up. But yeah, hopefully people will get some kind of relief. And you know, I know there's some politicians and whatnot, like AOC, who have been doing fundraisers to try to you know, help people down there in Texas. And there's some other people too who have been raising money to try to help out those people in need down there. And it's crazy, you know, you see people who have lost their homes and stuff because of pipes bursting. And you know, not only have they not had power, they've not had water, clean water. At least they've gone out and shoveled or, you know, gathered snow to boil and melt and make usable for washing hands and, you know, taking, I don't even know. I know one person at the company that I work at, I guess they were, hey, there's a cardinal just flew by. See, I don't get that in the house when I'm podcasting, but they were boiling the water to use to wash their hands and to give water to the pets. So it's real crazy. And even though it's snowing in Omaha, we were fortunate. I know they did some rolling blackouts in certain areas. We didn't lose power. I've talked to a few friends who didn't lose power. So I don't know how widespread that rolling blackout was. I know we turned our furnace down from like 70, 71 degrees to 65 overnight for a few days, just to try to help conserve some of that energy. You know, we unplugged the appliances that we weren't using. You know, try to do just a couple of things to help out, do our part or whatever. Let me see. Ooh. Yeah, I don't know, man. We it's only a little to try to help somebody else, man. And that's why, like, I can't understand why people can't do the simplest of things to try to help others. Like, it's crazy that people feel so inconvenienced by the little things and helping others. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy. Like, it's not that big of a deal. Just, you know what I'm saying? It's not that big of a deal. Hold on. I'm gonna be don't tilt like this. Look, I'm just trying this outside thing. I only record from my computer, so I don't have like a dope setup. but I figured, again, it would be nice to get some shots from outside. And you know, it's just coming down so much. I don't really want to put my computer far out here. But here, look at the beautiful trees. That's what's nice. The trees. Look at that. Hold on, let me show y'all. Sorry if you're getting motion sickness from watching. But look at the tree in the background. That's so dope. All right, my computer's getting wet. Yeah, man, if you can do something small to help someone else during a crazy time like this, please do it. It's just, I don't know why it's all about money. Like, I get it, money is cool, it's good to have money, but you know, some people just let it control everything, and I don't know. That's like all they care about is money, money, money. Like, I just can't understand that frame of mind. I don't understand that, because it's about helping people and giving back, man, and doing what we can, you know? So I didn't have anything major to talk about. Well, I guess people not having power and like losing homes and stuff is major. But I didn't have anything else really to go over. Again, I was outside and I was shoveling and I was like, man, this would make a good scene to podcast. I just need like a tarp or something so I can protect the electronics. You know what I'm saying? I was going to do it from my phone and just convert the video over to the computer, but I just figured I'd just bring the computer out. But yeah, I didn't have anything else that I really wanted to go over, and I just wanted to switch things up a bit. And I don't know. I just pray that everyone who is being affected by all this craziness. I hope that they're safe and with family and whatnot, and, you know, are just making it through. I know it's not easy. I would assume that maybe they still are getting snow right now since we're getting snow. I know this is going west to east, but I know a couple days ago I heard them talking about getting more snow in the south and stuff. So, you know, I know those states aren't prepared for it. And I think that's part of what the loss of homes is about, because the homes aren't built the same, I guess, the same quality wise, because they're not used to this kind of weather. I don't know. But yeah, be careful, be safe. Check on your family. I'm gonna make sure to text my brother because I hadn't even talked to him in a while. But you know, try to enjoy life if you can, and don't be worried all about money, man. That money, I just don't understand. Again, people who are all about money, and that's like, it's cool to have like some focus on money because we need money in the world that we live in. But for that being like all that you live for, I feel like that's a sad existence. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man. I don't know how people live like that. But you guys have a wonderful weekend. Be safe again. Please check on your family members and have some kind of connection, and just spread love. That's what it's always about. That's what it's always about. Please help me grow the podcast. What's up, Omaha? I'm trying to reach more people between Small Guy Promotions and Omaha Fatty, and we're making moves. People are noticing. People are contacting me about stuff with Omaha Fatty. So we're growing. Anybody who's been along for the ride, I appreciate you. Thank you for being here. Like, I can't grow without you and without your help. So please share the podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, please like it and subscribe. Yeah, man, just help grow. And it's all about us growing together. And all my guests, shout out to all my guests who have been on. And I've got a couple of prospects for new interviews. So please make sure to come back every Sunday at 11 a.m. or around 11 a.m. if I'm having technical issues. But usually around 11 a.m. we'll have these podcasts posted and ready. So like, subscribe, share, all that good stuff. I appreciate you so much. Smile. Help someone else smile. Laugh and help someone else laugh all day, every day. That's what it's about, y'all. Peace out. Yeah. Bye. 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 I love y'all.